Welcome. Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
My name is Antonino Librizzi. You can call me Anto, and I am the founder of Clink Zero.
Okay, let's get a little background about your experience with mom and dad and where you were born and where you grew up.
So I am born and raised in southern Italy, in Sicily, to be specific, and basically spent almost all my life there. And about after college, I started working across the northern of Italy, so from Milan to Turin. And about 11 years ago, one of the company I was working with, they told me, hey, we need you in the US. And so I moved to the US. Fast forward 11 years after, I am a founder, I am US citizen, and Dallas, Texas is home.
So when I grew up, I grew up and started working when I was like 9 or 10 years old, washing cars in the neighborhood, mowing lawns. I had a paper route for about 5 years, and that was kind of, you know, middle America kind of growing up. What kind of jobs and things did you have growing up in Italy?
Well, my family, especially my dad, you always used to have a bakery and also pizzeria. So I would say that after school, on my free time, I was always helping him with the store. So it could be serving clients or helping on the back end to make the bread or do the cashier or serving customer. So I would say that was my growing up, and also was more like a family business. Also my grandfather used to have a bakery. So I kind of grew up across bread, but also wine. But bread specifically was almost a life motive of my life growing up.
Do you look back fondly on your childhood and doing all of those, you know, working like that?
I still think that I am one of those that feels so lucky. I had a fantastic childhood, and I was a very, very lovely family. And plus, you know, like it requires a village to raise a kid. So I was really spending a lot of time with my family members, my aunts, my grandparents. So yeah, very happily.
Is there, looking back on that now, is there something that you miss from Italy? Is it?
Oh, don't make me start. I think all of it. Obviously, the basic one, like the food, the stuff. But probably the thing I miss the most is how interaction with people is every second of our life. Like, we live more the outdoor. I compare, for example, to Dallas. We are spending a lot of time among people, among each other. I am lucky enough that I travel very often to Italy. I'm over there multiple times a year. I still have all my family, my sister, nephews. So I'm lucky enough to not miss that too long, because I just travel a lot there.
So you go to school. Did you go to college in Italy or here in the States?
No, here in Italy. I basically did both my bachelor and my master's in aerospace engineering over in Italy, between Rome and north of Italy.
Okay, then how did you get into where you are now?
No, it's just that, you know, first I went straight to the corporate career, and I kind of like changed a lot of the type of businesses. So I started from automotive with Fiat. I went for agriculture, and ultimately I went to packaging, to Tetra Pak. I don't know if you know the carton packages. And that's, they offered me to move to the US. And the last 5 years before founding Clink Zero, I've been working as over North America for an Italian company in the capital equipment space, also selling machinery to wineries, for example. And so that's how I entered in the wine space. And since this year, I decided to start my own company and start my own brand. And that's how I ended up here.
That's funny you mentioned Fiat, because I've been on an automotive binge, and I've been watching the Ferrari story, and I've been watching Ford versus Ferrari, and they're both talking about Fiat buying. And it's like, when I was growing up as a kid, Fiat stood for fix it all the time.
Yeah, when I moved to the US 11 years ago, I have to say that Fiat didn't really have a good reputation. Same things for Alfa Romeo. So I'm glad to see that Alfa is back to the US, and Maserati is picking up. Let's not talk about Ferrari Luce, because I'm reading the reviews and they're pretty mixed, and so there will be a lot of talking around that.
Yeah.